Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 9:49, and it's time for the opening market report. In for Dave Dickey, I'm Tom Rogers today. And as the calls have said, we saw beans take a tumble in the opening few minutes of trade on the Chicago Board of Trade, and that's pretty much where they still are. In fact, the bean oil contract is especially hard hit after lower palm oil futures from yesterday's trade in Asia. 55-cent decline right now for July bean oil. Let's take a look at how prices opened on the Board of Trade at 9:30 this morning. In the wheat contract for July, the opening price was $5.61 a bushel in Chicago, down 4 cents on the open. September, $5.76.5, down 3.75. The December contract at $5.90, down 3.5. The March wheat, $5.99, down 2, and May opened down 2 at $5.98 as well. The wheat contracts in Kansas City, we have not gotten opening prices on them yet, but here's one. Yeah, the opening prices for Kansas City wheat actually were a touch higher on the nearby contract, opened at 560 for July, up 1, but the September was down 3 on the open at 570, and the December wheat contract in Kansas City down 0.25 on the open at 586. In the corn pit back in Chicago, 391 for the nearby contract July, down 2.5 cents on the open. September, 399.5, down 3. December, 404, down 1.5. March corn, 413, down 2. The May, 420, down 2. And July of next year's corn, 423, down 1.75. In the bean pit, July opened at 818, the nearby contract down 8.5 cents a bushel. August, 826 on the open, down 8.25. September opened down 10 at 833. November beans, 850, down 10.25 cents. January of next year, down 10.75 on the open at 860. And the March beans open at 866, down 10.5. July bean meal opened at 227.80, down 140. August opened down 150 at 228 even. And as mentioned, the bean oil contract for July opened at 34.58, down 69 cents. And the August opened at 34.87, down 62. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened at 107.95 this morning, down 17.5. September, 108.10, down 150. October, 107.70, down 55. June live cattle opened at 90.35, down 10. August opened down 10 as well at 90.20. October live cattle, 93.70, down 5. December, 94.85, down 10. June lean hogs opened at 73 even, down 2.5. July opened at 75.90, up 22.5. August opened up 7.5 at 75.20. And October lean hogs opened up a nickel at 68.40. July pork bellies opened at 97.50, up 25. And the August contract opened at 98 even, up 70.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
The outside markets look like this. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 87 points at the moment at 13,382. The S&P is up about 11 points at 1504. The NASDAQ is up 15 points, at 2565. Crude oil for July in New York is trading at $64.97 a barrel. It's down 38 cents and has gone below 65 now. The CRB index is at 308.66, down 105. The U.S. dollar index, 83.02, up 4. Silver for July is trading up 4 cents at $13.13 an ounce. And the July gold contract is not trading at the moment. The June is unchanged at $648.50. Checking the current tick right now, the wheat is up in Kansas City, down in Chicago, in the 2 to 5 cent range, up in Kansas City. Chicago wheat down 2 to 3 cents. Corn is mixed anywhere flat, around a point up or down, and soybeans still down in the 8 to 9 1/4 cent range. Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Tom.
We saw those palm oil futures take a tumble, overnight soy oil trade as well. Is the oil situation leading the beans, or what other factors are there?
Well, a couple of things. Malaysia and the palm oil has been in just more or less a runaway market, and of course they wanted to put on an export tax, and then this is the latest one to slow the runaway palm oil futures down is by raising the margin requirements. Back in the historic commodity trading, whenever people raise the margin requirements historically, it's somewhat friendly. We do know when they finally raised the silver margin requirements, it finally broke the back of the silver speculator and the market did tumble. But as a general rule, raising margin requirements, in a lot of U.S. commodities markets is somewhat friendly. But it is the culprit, the main culprit of why the soybean oil and soybeans are a little lower this AM.
Now, for the rest of the factors that may be weighing in, weather, but I'm looking at the corn market after a lower open. It's rather unchanged at the moment.
Yeah, a couple of the two or three private weather forecasters are very high on a rainfall event on the 20th, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then again on the 25th and 29th of June. East of the Mississippi needs it very bad, and the crop is under some stress. We are getting reports, particularly in our southern areas, where, another week of this, and we probably will have some major problems with the corn crop. As a general rule, the west is getting too much rain, and the east is not getting enough. Some of the private weather people are basically citing the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 as being somewhat kinder with the regime, and we'll be drying out in the west and getting a little wetter in the east. The problem is the market needs the rainfall quick, and that's one reason why we're seeing corn basically strengthen after the sell-off last night and early this morning.
So is the weather actually maybe being a little bit supportive to the bean market?
I think so. I think the weather is very supportive to all major crops, including the wheat. Too much rain in the winter wheat growing areas, yield variability probably means disappointing yields, and as a result of that, plus the wet weather historically means a test weight loss in the wheat, and wheat's having a very major problem getting harvested in those Oklahoma, Kansas growing areas.
Is that sort of the differential between the Kansas City and Chicago markets right now?
Well, of course, soft wheat is also suffering some yield loss as well. We do get the feeling that India is in the world market buying wheat, and we are seeing some dry conditions like in Ukraine, China, and other major growing areas of the world. Our general expectations are that it's going to be a snug carryover, and the market doesn't like the present weather conditions, particularly in those very wet areas of the West.
So what does a producer make of all this?
Well, good question. Trend is up in corn, soybeans, and wheat. The marketplace is very careful about assessing these weather forecasts until we get closer to the event. As we mentioned, this possibly means a corn plant that maybe doesn't have the ear size. It probably means a ear plant that isn't quite as tall when it tassels out. There is some historic data that says that doesn't hurt yields potential yet, but as we get on into the early tasseling and pollinating stage and with the subsoil moisture patterns, it could equate to yield loss in a substantial way.
All right. I think that's all we need for today then.
Thank you very much.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Quick check of the markets right now. The July wheat in Kansas City up 3 cents a bushel at 562. In Chicago, the July is at 564.5, down a half. September down 1 1/4 at 579. July corn is up a penny and a quarter at 394 3/4 right now. The D's down one at 404 1/2. July soybeans down 7 at the moment at 819 1/2. November down 8 at 852 1/4. Bean oil is down 53 cents right now at 34.74. And the Dow again is down, or up rather, 83 points at 13,378. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. You may have noticed that we've lost a little bit of power, and that's because we've had some maintenance that'll be going on at our tower site, and we'll be bringing you back to full power as soon as we can. Our forecast for today from Mike Sola, mostly sunny across the two-state area. The highs between 85 and 92 under a mostly sunny sky. Clear tonight, the lows between 60 and 65. And for tomorrow, continued sunny and warm, the highs between 88 and 93 across the two states. Winds today from about 5 to 10 miles an hour from the east this afternoon. Most areas will have minimum relative humidity levels between 20 and 35%. And dew point temperatures will be very, very low in only the 40s and 50s. Right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana, sunny and 82 degrees. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 Central Time. It's 10 o'clock now, and David Inge hosts Focus 580. Good morning, David.
Hi, Tom.
What's on our show today?